Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34, after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to visit with our good friend Bill Dunkelberg, Dr. William Dunkelberg, former legendary professor at that little university up there in Philadelphia.
And, Temple.
Temple, that's it. Temple. And also the legendary chief economist of the NFIB and the legendary member of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust.
There you go.
Bill
there
Dunkelberg.
You go.
Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
I haven't done this.
You're having a senior moment there.
I haven't done this much. You know, I don't know why I couldn't get Temple out, but I knew you would help me as many times as I've said it. Hey, welcome back, Bill. It's when you get to be our age, if you don't laugh at yourself, you miss some of the best laughs of your life, don't you?
I think you're exactly a very good observation. That's absolutely true. And you better learn to laugh and enjoy it.
Because I've always said you either laugh at yourself or you watch other people laugh at you because you know they're going to. Hey, Bill, thanks again for hanging out with us. Interesting. I know you didn't watch the debate last night, but I thought it was interesting that both candidates talked about small business a lot. Now, Governor Romney has his fifth point of his 5 points of interest for his policies if he gets elected is to help small businesses, and so he's been true on that. President Obama mentioned small business several times last night. What do you make about all that? What do you think?
Well, it's good politics, you know, when things get tough. Then everybody's helping small business. If you look at those Gallup polls that come out about what's the most respected occupation in the U.S., politicians at the bottom and small businesses at the top.
Mm-hmm.
And so you notice that back in the crisis days in 08 and 09, you know, after helping out the big banks and starting to take heat about that, suddenly the administration was helping small businesses. You know, we're doing this mm-hmm. for small businesses. You know, so it's political, unfortunately.
But
I mean, it does recognize that we're half the GDP
right.
and half the employment out there, but nonetheless,
12,
they don't do anything.
12, 20 years ago, small business wouldn't even have come up in a debate.
Oh, that's true.
I used to listen to, I remember the first State of the Union speeches that I covered on the show back in the late 90s. I would listen to, I was making notes with Clinton. And he never mentioned small business one time.
Right, right.
And so, well, it's isn't it interesting? And folks, this is not a political, it's not a partisan comment I'm making. It's just awfully interesting. And I think about time that Washington recognizes that we're a force. And you know, one of the things that you and I've talked about, a number I've come up with, Bill, is that when you add in all the owners and all the employees, you got about a third of every breathing American reporting to a small business owner in any given day.
Yep, that was probably true.
About 100 million people, and that's a force to be reckoned with. And I think small business owners should recognize that we've got that kind of power if we could just get organized. What do you think?
That's it. It's getting organized. I mean, the most underrepresented person in Washington, of course, is the consumer, because as consumers, we're horribly organized. You know, we just don't do very well. We're so diverse, all of us, and we're spread all over the place. And so you compare our organization at NFIB to NAM, the National Association of Manufacturers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's just a handful of people, big companies, but their interests are very clear and well defined, and mm-hmm. they all kind of agree. And you know,
and they put money behind it.
They put money behind it. Consumers, our interests are all over the place. We're unorganized, you know, and we don't put our money into some organization like, you know, mm-hmm. the NAM or the, you know, whatever organization you want to pick. We don't do that. We get the brunt of everything.
Well, I think sometimes small business owners forget to be a single issue voter for their small business.
Well,
you know, you say we're all over the place. We got all these other things that we care about, but I think this year especially, we need to be a single issue voter for our small business. And we'll come back. We're gonna talk about the most recent optimism index, the NFIB's Small Business Optimism Index that our good friend Bill Dunkelberg produces every month, only maybe not so much optimism this time. Stay with us.
Everybody's blue when they love. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.